Peter Walker, the first ever recipient of the Richard Brattell Award in the Arts, is in town to accept his prize. The award's namesake, UT Dallas Distinguished Arts Professor and former Dallas Museum of Art Director Rick Brattell, calls Walker the Dean of American Landscape Architects. From KERA in Dallas, this is Think. I'm Chris Boyd. Peter Walker is founder of PWP Landscape Architecture. His designs include Nasher Sculpture Center Gallery Garden, the UTD campus, and the 9/11 Memorial in Manhattan. He has been crafting exquisite outdoor spaces for 60 years and still has projects in development on four continents today. His work is featured in a new book called PWP Landscape Architecture, Building Ideas. Peter, welcome back to Think.
Thanks, Chris.
Lots of people were concerned when it became obvious that there would be more sun glare streaming into the Nasher Garden. Have you seen changes that concern you?
Oh, yeah, that's not over. Trees think sun comes from a particular direction. They get used to that. They start growing, and the older they get, the harder it is for them to change. For us, it's damage, and it's every year. We have trouble with the lawns every year. The longer range trouble and the one that's the hardest to fix is that the oak trees are now having smaller leaves. They don't want to expose themselves. And so the trees will, in the long run, those are trees that could be 100, 120, maybe 140 years. They will not live that long.
There are some things that your designs can influence, if not control. You can affect how noise filters in from nearby streets. You can affect the way the light filters into the space, but you don't, you know, you're outdoors. So you don't have total control over that. How do you learn to sort of make peace with the things that will be out of your control?
Well, let's talk about Nasher. It's a perfect case in point. Nasher daughters were very concerned that there were all these high-rise buildings around and that you would not have a peaceful setting for the sculpture. But I pointed out that Central Park has towers all around it. And that sort of competition between the romantic aspect of the gardens at Central Park and this urban setting is one of the great contrasts, one that makes it really beautiful. We were right by the freeway. Right now, that's not much of a problem because they built the park, Clyde Warren, right across the freeway. So we don't have the sound we used to have. But what we did for the sound was to have fountains, which produced a white noise. And that was the way we dealt with sound. We competed with it. In any project, you're dealing with the design, the specific design, and the space you're trying to make and the scale you're trying to achieve. But you do have all those things, and you get used to, being outdoors.
We haven't yet talked much about UT Dallas, but people talk about just the transformation of the campus. Talk a little bit about what went into your thinking.
Well, I met Margaret McDermott at a party. She told me about this thing that she had started, she and her husband and several other couples at Texas Instrument. And she said, it just doesn't look right to me. It's not turning the way I had hoped. So she was looking for a landscape architect who could do a project out there that could spiff it up, make it more look like a campus, because it did look a little like an industrial park. It had very little character. Buildings were not particularly good except for the library. And she had a dream about this thing. And her solution to that was to do a single project. We got a contract to do a master plan to show where this thing was going. And we discovered a number of things, like they didn't really have enough land. They should be conserving land immediately. There were these creeks that were in the old cotton fields, and part of them had been put underground, part of them had been lost, part of them had been civil engineered away. And those were the last remnants of the natural landscape that was there. So we took that scale of thinking and then tried to make the first part something distinct enough so you would remember it. And the whole idea was to have something that didn't look like any other school and yet looked like something, looked like a campus. And, of course, the project kept growing and growing and growing. And Margaret, instead of complaining, she said, well, what's next? What's next? So she was pushing to really make a huge change. And I think she was the energy behind what we were able to do. One of her favorite things to say to me when we have dinner is she says, Pete, what's next? And that's a remarkable stimulant to my thinking.